His cover story talks very sadly about the fact that disinformation is more significant a problem than it has been. He says that the problem of disinformation has only grown worse in the last year, year and a half, and that he believes that the trends will accelerate. Falsehoods propagated on social media have become increasingly sophisticated. Intentional deception from the White House and elsewhere is more widespread, and journalism's ability to counter bad information with legitimate reporting seems to be getting more limited by the day. Well, that's a pretty depressing outlook, right?
Yeah,
what can you do?
Some of the quotes from this article are just striking. He compares fake news to a out-of-control pathogen in a science fiction movie that has just taken over, and that it isn't something that journalists alone can fix. There's this horrible trend that as you try to shed light on what's true, you end up spreading what's false. The false story takes hold, and people spread that. And how do you stop this? It's always been a problem, of course, fake news, but it's much worse with social media.
But when you have a lying president who makes stuff up as he goes along, it leads other people to do the same thing. It's like he's a bully and other people start to bully. He lies, and he lies all the time, we know that. And then that disinformation takes over.
Yeah, I think we need to step up a little bit here and be crusaders for the truth. For a long time, I didn't want to engage and argue with people about things they posted online. I unfriended people who were posting crazy things. But now, you know what I'm doing? I'm stepping up and I'm saying, nope, it's wrong. This is why. And I think people of good conscience need to do that. They need to not be afraid of confronting people who are telling lies and saying, this is wrong. This is what's right. You don't have to do it in a condescending way. You just have to do it and emphasize the point that as citizens, we all need to know the correct information.
But the difficulty is that when you, as Kyle Pope points out, sometimes the more aggressive the reporting gets, these great outlets that are doing significant investigative reporting, the more they assert truthful reporting as opposed to lies, the more damning the critiques from powerful figures on the other side, the less likely some readers are to believe them because they are taking issue with the president whom they trust more than anyone. And the difficulty is now that there are people who we know they know better than this. We know that they are smarter than this, but they still stand up for the president because he's their president. It's very hard.
There's one other part of this article that rang true to me, which is that as certain journalists try to fight back, and commentators, Rachel Maddow comes to mind, and Don Lemon, they get more and more passionate, almost angry sounding, and then they are labeled as angry. So they're not credible because they're angry. And I notice that on the roundtable, that when people disagree with me, they talk about how I'm shrill or I scream. If they agree with you, it's like, oh yeah, that's great. I love how passionate you are. So it's even the emotions that you bring to the story are now called into question and are judged as part of the truthfulness of what you say. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. And so we end up complaining, you know, we journalists end up complaining about, for example, social media. And there's a lot to complain about in terms of how Facebook and Twitter and others have approached their work. But the real problem is the propensity of significant players in our society to lie without consequence. And if that were not the case, if we were aggressively confronting disinformation campaigns originating in foreign countries, or if the White House were not perpetrating these disinformation campaigns themselves, then we wouldn't have so much trouble from the platforms because they wouldn't have to contend with this.
And if it wasn't just the White House, it would be easier to deal with. But it is the support structure that the White House has or the president has that they do not knock down the lies. They support the lies, and it's a whole system. And one of my real concerns is, what about this generation of kids that's growing up nowadays? And they have no idea what's right, what's wrong, and the value of telling the truth.
Not only that, you take the utterance from the president's lips that we've talked about many times here, in which he calls the press the enemy of the people. That's a lie, of course, right there. But the fact of the matter is that so many people believe that this is the case that our jobs have become so much harder and you almost can't get over it.
I'm saddened this weekend at news out of Egypt where the dictator Sisi is a very good friend of President Trump, thinks he admires him as a strong man. And they're an online newspaper, the only independent news source in that entire country. Mada Masar was raided. Their editor was arrested. Their files were all taken and they're scattered. And what that is the state taking over control of the media. And that we admire now. That was not condemned. We don't even make a big deal about it. And yet it's a whole country, a major U.S. ally. More aid goes there than to most other countries in the world. And now they are stomping all over freedom of the press.
What do you guys make of the fact? I mean, every morning I have three or four newspapers delivered to my desk, and I've read them most of the time online.
There he goes, talking about newspapers again.
Yep.
Yeah. And I read the New York Post, and I read the Daily News. You would think you were in different universes. I mean, their approach to the truth, the same thing with, MSNBC and Fox. So in terms of objective truth, it's very hard to come by these days because people just say whatever they want, whether it's right or wrong.
Well, we're seeing that in that Ukrainian discredit. It's supposedly Ukrainian theory that they interfered, not the Russians.
Yeah, right.
And it's repeated over and over again, including by the president. Days after the leading expert in the country, Dr. Fiona Hill, said, no, this is right out of the KGB, the new KGB's mouth. And that you're still hearing U.S. senators on television talking about it. Unbelievable.
I think it's very important to remember that Putin, the strongman, the dictator in Russia, was at one point the colonel in charge of the KGB.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's not unrelated to what's happening.
No.